Take us through that wrist injury in the fourth quarter and what happened. And
I don't know. I tried to get in the end zone. I jumped in there, and I guess the placement on the ball and my wrist, just it kind of went numb. So I didn't want to be selfish and try to get a touchdown with a numb right hand. You know, and I'm known to have bad ball security. So I just came out just to see what was going on. But it was fine. If I'm going to ice it after this, I'll be all right.
Were you in pain when it looked like you were on the sideline? You're kind of bent over.
Yeah, I mean, it hurt for a little bit, and I couldn't feel anything. I couldn't squeeze. It was numb, you know, so you don't want to play a game being numb. Besides, we got a 260-pound back. Let him get a touchdown.
Five catches. Do you think we can expect that kind of involvement in the passing game this year?
Yeah, which is kind of crazy is that I guess the pass numbers are pretty cool, but we didn't even run a lot of my plays as far as me being the main target, the play design for me in the passing game, which we had a lot listed. So that's pretty cool. Imagine if we went to them plays and just the ball that came to me, you know.
Is it almost an insult when there's a linebacker on you when you're running around or something?
Well, on the long play with Tyrod with the scramble, was if you've seen it, it was doubled. Did the outside backer and the inside backer. So if I went out, the outside guy had me. If I went inside, 56 had me. You know, I went in there and I kind of beat him, and he was like on my hip. So I seen Tyrod step up and I'm first field and we just made a play.
Do you guys work on the type of numbers, improvisational stuff?
Well, I'm used to having quarterbacks like that. You know, I played with Michael Vick. I mean, he's one of the best at that. And Tyrod is elusive, very elusive. You know, and he's slippery in and out of the pocket. That's what makes him such a outstanding quarterback. You know, so it worked it out. I probably should have had more yards on that play. I should have came to the ball and spent out, you know. But the way it was happening, the time and the possession of the game, I just wanted to get the first down and get the clock moving and get a first down.
Looked like they were peeing on the stretch plays today.
Yeah, they were. A lot of the times they had a lot of 8-man box. That's just filling the box up. You know, guys on line of scrimmage, doing some different bare fronts, kind of putting a defensive lineman on every lineman we had, you know, but that's expected. They kind of stopped the running game. That's why a lot of the boots we had were wide open. You know, Tyrod could have ran some of them. We hit Clay for a big game. Then we hit Nick for a big play, the one he almost scored on. So,
how did you like the way Coach Rick kind of played off of that? You know, knowing
that was good. I mean, to be honest, they're a good defense, but I feel like the game could have been on our end as the offense. Could have been a bigger game for us. You know, we were driving the ball, you know, left and right. We didn't convert penalties and turnovers. I mean, even if we'd have got just 3 points, you know, I feel like we left 9 points on the board, you know, that we should have got. So just got to, you know, focus on the details, you know, the mistakes. Got to play mistake-free, and we'll be in better shape.
12,000 total yards from scrimmage in your career. I mean, are you starting to recognize your place in the game, not just in this league right now?
I just got to keep pushing, man. Keep pushing. Get more wins, you know. And with wins, you know, numbers come with it. That's my mindset, man, just trying to lead this team in the right direction. We have all the right pieces. You know, I think with good teams, most of good teams, they have a good defense. And that defense over there is solid. For a while, the Seahawks, you know, in that era with the Niners, Harbaugh, you know, they ran the ball well, had big plays here and there, and the defense was solid. You know, 10 to 14 points, that's it. I feel like the same way with our team. It's built on having a solid, you know, aggressive defense from the front end to the back. And then with the offense, we're going to put points up, move the ball in the running game, make big plays here and there. You know, that's our game. We're going to fight to the end.
LeSean, you've been with Tyrod for a little while now. Where do you think this game, how did he do this game compared to what you've known from him?
Just today, man, his leadership. You know, naturally, Tyrod's a quiet guy. And today, he was very vocal. You know, times where we needed him to speak up, hey, quit the turnovers, quit the penalties. You know, let's make plays. Telling guys, you know, look for me to come to you on different drives. So his leadership has really, I think, jumped, you know, from when I first met him to trying to just make the team, you know, to making his team behind him. So I think the biggest jump is his leadership.
What about bouncing back, Rashawn, in terms of, you know, the pick in the end zone coming the other way early, missed field goal? I mean, you guys just kind of pushed through that.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, the game could have been out of reach, I think, if we had handled them things, you know, right. But it just shows you just the attitude of the guys, especially the guys up front. They kind of get it going, you know, and Tyrod being our leader on offense, it's past us and it's in the past. Let's move forward. Let's get the job done, you know, and that's what he did. Well, of course, he deserved the game ball. And Sean McDermott is a leader. A lot of coaches can be great coaches, but some of them lack leadership. You know, and I think that's something that he brings. The best thing about him, I think, is his leadership. You know, we follow him. You know, so it's cool to see him get his first win. It's big for the team. It's big for him. I think many more in the future.
How much of a physical challenge do you expect this season to be, given you had to rest thing today? There's 8 guys in the box. You got 27 touches.
I'm used to that. I don't take a lot of real shots. I mean, you're not going to see too many ooh hits with me. I mean, I'm going to get tackled. I'm going to rehab and do all the things that prepare myself, you know, physically. But I'm fine with that. You know, all my tackles are more wrapped up. You know, I'm never going to take that on myself. I've been playing this way for so long. I've always been undersized. I've always been one of the better guys on the field, whoever's on the field with me. So I'm used to it. You know, I embrace it. And this is something that I'm just used to doing. So small little nicks and bruises here, that's football, you know. But overall, you know, I want the challenge. I want the ball, you know. And there's times where I'm going to come out. I mean, that's football also. That's why you build a roster, you build a team for your backups. They got to be just as good, you know, enough to go out there and produce like Mike did. Mike did a good job today. So I'm looking forward to the challenge. If it's in the air or on the ground, I'm going to make plays. And by the way, I had some good blocks today.